Bob, I don't think your telephone's working.
Oh, is that right, Bill? Okay, well, you seem to be hooked in.
Well, it's working now, but we hadn't heard a word for quite a minute or so.
Right, I noticed something seemed dead. So we're on the air.
You are.
What do you mean? You noticed something seemed dead? You wouldn't talk.
I couldn't hear the Bob message. It wasn't coming through this phone. I wasn't receiving anything.
What Bob message?
The Firewalk with Me we just played. You didn't hear it?
No.
Yeah, see, she couldn't hear it. Let's play it again for Carolyn. She didn't hear it.
It wasn't on.
It was, but we weren't on, right, Bill? Something like that.
We were on.
Yeah, we're on now. Here for you, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry. I had put the volume down to a second. Do that again. Okay, mute, Carolyn.
Bob, it's not.
Yeah, we haven't.
Sending
yeah,
Skype.
We're not. That's right. So would I do Skype over again?
Well, I don't know. Nothing was coming out of it on this end.
Yeah, like we're not. We are not hearing what's being broadcast. That's the problem. So is it
just in this last Firewalk with Me, we heard all the music up until then. So.
No, but that was on the other line for me. Were you hearing it on the phone, Carolyn?
No, nothing on the phone.
So what's happening right now, Bill? Is this being broadcast?
Yours, yeah. Everything going through the conference call and the studio is being broadcast, but if you're playing something on Skype, it is not sending it to the studio.
Ooh, so there were blanks there. You guys didn't hear. So, what do we do? Reconnect with Skype? Oh,
well,
you know what? I know what happened. I never set the settings. That's ridiculous. Okay, I forgot to bring up the connection. That's what happened. So there would have been a blank or two there. So
yeah,
I began
several.
The show with this. Right. So I will now, we will start the show with this. This is what I wanted people to hear. And they weren't hearing because I screwed up. But here we go. You ready? Ready, Bill?
Yeah.
Not working. Okay. We got the sound connected, Bill. So what else has to be connected? See, that's not going through. Oh, wait a minute. I got to put the volume up. Maybe that's it. Okay. All right. Now the show begins.
Are you back from
tea? But we have a house full of people running in and out, so I may and may not spontaneously participate, but go ahead.
Okay, wonderful. It's just good to hear your voice. Okay, so I wanted to read something that wasn't written by anybody who'd studied anything that you'd written or Amy McLuhan. So I read some information that Michael Chabon had written about Finnegan's Wake, and he's an author that I enjoy. I read a book that he wrote called Mysteries of Pittsburgh, and that was really interesting. I'm glad that I didn't stick with it, because he talked about Finnegan's Wake as being the hardest book that you could ever read, and people put it on their bookshelves just to, you know, show other people that they have this intellectual snobbery, but no one can read it. And he talked about taking a whole year to read it, and he had all these various copies of it that he would take with him, and his various interpretations of it, and that he knew that he had arrived as a literati when his little son had to do a poem or something.